This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because that socialist you elected is your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being there. All right, so listen, here's the simple part. Head up to MyPillow.com. Yep. Valentine's Day. Come on, they're right around the corner. What are you waiting for? All right? Great bathrobes, great sheets, great pillowcases, great pillows, great all kinds of stuff going on there. And if you use the promo code Joe, you can save yourself a good chunk of change. Really, in all honesty. And you know the way to make sure that you get a good deal again is to use Joe. Promo code Joe on the way out. The way to support your causes. Because remember, Mike Lindell supports the same causes we do. He's giving money to the same things that you support. Why would you go to these places? And any other way to put it, why would you go to these places that do not support the same thing you do, that they give money to organizations that you do not agree with in any way, shape, manner, or form? Why would you do that? It really, truly makes no sense. So if you're going to do this kind of thing, if you're going to buy things for your honey, and you're going to give money to these companies, give money to companies that agree with you. Give money to companies that support the same thing that you support. Seriously. All right. MyPillow.com or MyStore.com, both places will honor it. Promo code Joe, you'll save anywhere from 30 to 70%. Get your honey something. You're going to anyway. So why not get her something somewhere where they truly agree with your way of thinking? All right. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. All right. Martin Luther King. Junior. Be careful. Junior. I had Albeda King here for an event with me years gone by. And I've had her on the show a couple of times. And, you know, I spent the morning with the woman from 9 o'clock to around noon. Maybe even longer than that. We made a couple stops for her. And so she gets in and out of the car. We're talking and we're kind of enjoying each other's company. And when she started opening up telling stories about Dr. King, some of the things that were going on in his day and how he interacted with family members. He had family members on both sides of the issue. He had some family members where, you know, keep quiet, shut up, sit down. We don't have to sit in the back of the bus anymore. And then he had other members of the family that were behind you. Let's go. Let's make it happen. But what rang true with, or rang deep with me, what she was telling me about how, of all the titles that he had, it was given, you know, doctor and all this, she said that his most cherished title, or you already know, I think I've told somebody this before, some of his most cherished title was reverend. Because the gospel of Jesus Christ was that important to him. He knew that, you know, I know some of you are not religious or a little religious or whatever, and I get it, I understand. But this, you know, if you want truth, if you're truly a purveyor of truth, if you're truly one that wants to hear truth, well, this is part of the truth. Right? And if it came down that this is the way he was thinking, this is what he wants, this is what he wants to be known for, right, then that's exactly what you want to honor him with. Now, I've got a piece up that's causing a little aggravation on the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. And on it, I asked the question, what was it, I asked the question, was this a life wasted? With everything that he did, all the work that he did, all the fighting he did, the beatings that he took. Yeah, he took beatings. With all of that, does it reign true today? Now, look, yeah, there's still fallout to the black community. I get it. Not like it was in the 50s. Not like it was in the 20s. Not like it was at the turn of the century. Doesn't make it okay. Doesn't mean we stop fighting. Doesn't mean we give up on everything. No, we keep going. But you're not being whipped for being in the wrong water line or using the wrong bathroom or staring too long at a white woman. Yeah, I know. It makes some of you uncomfortable. Deal with it or change the station. I don't know what to tell you. You know, at 33, think about some of our young people today. Give us a serious thought. Think about it. At 33, he was pressing the case for civil rights for President John Kennedy. At 34, he galvanized the nation with his I Have a Dream speech. 34 years old. How many? There's that music again. All right, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. I want to finish this up. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Love to know what you think of the Martin Luther King. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 with the me. With me. Real 55 Real Show. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. All right. Back at it again. Talking about Martin Luther King Jr. I'm more interested in honoring his day and talking about the failures of the country. I know it's not moving fast enough. But to equate the state of this country when it comes to racism, what have you, today with that of what it was 100 years ago is wrong, and I believe disrespectful to his memory. That's what I believe. Anyway, as I was saying before, at 33, he was pressing the case of civil rights for President John Kennedy. At 34, he galvanized the nation with "I Have a Dream" speech I'm going to play a little clip of that here shortly. At 35, he won the Nobel Peace Prize, and at 39, he was assassinated. But he left a legacy behind. He left a reason to fight. He left good, solid guidelines by which to make it happen. So if you really want to remember the man, think about this. He would have been 94 years old today. Or yesterday, actually. He fought to help those who felt they had nothing to fight with. Right? And can you imagine being in that situation where you just think nothing matters? I got nothing and nobody cares? All right? They thought they were stuck in that situation. In the 11-year period between 57 and 68, King traveled over, you ready for this? 6 million miles and spoke over 2,500 times. He was appearing wherever there was injustice, protest, and action. Meanwhile, he wrote 5 books as well. I don't know how people do this. 5 books as well as numerous articles in these years. He led massive protests in Birmingham, Alabama, right, that caught the attention of the entire world. He called it a coalition of conscience. He was arrested over 20 times and assaulted at least 4. He was awarded 5 honorary degrees. This is well before he was even 39 years old. He was named Man of the Year by Time Magazine in 1963, right? Yeah, I know. And what was it? The last Man of the Year by Time Magazine wasn't really even a man? Unreal. Does that discount the award to those who came before? Curious. On the evening of April 4th, 1968, while standing on a balcony of his motel room in Memphis, he was going to lead a protest march in sympathy with striking garbage workers. He was assassinated. Right? I mean, again, it's a day to remember his accomplishments. And as far as what was done to him, it's disgusting. The 60s was a tumultuous time for this country. A lot of changes going on. It's kind of what I say to people all the time. I don't want you assassinating anybody. I don't want you shooting anybody. But I want you to think about what it took in the 60s to get change. Change our mind about war. To change our mind, frankly, about government. To change our mind about what was going on around us. Civil rights and so forth. It took protests at these colleges. You know, in some cases, it was what? They used fire hoses to disperse them. People were willing to take what was ever necessary. Take the punishment, the beating, whatever. What was necessary to make a difference, to make a change. Right? And he did all this, really. God, must have been late 20s. Is when he really started thinking about it, started working forward with it. Late 20s. So in 10 years, the man made a major, hellacious difference. I mean, a positive difference. And yet, to a big degree, it's all forgotten. And I don't mean by us. I don't mean by white folks, which is what some of the NAACP would have you believe. No, not even close. So when you think about what Martin Luther King Jr. accomplished, and the people around him that helped him with it. Now, you know, you want to hear Sharpton or Jackson. I was with him. I was this. I was that. Yeah, you show none, absolutely none of his attributes. Matter of fact, I would even go as far as to say that the Reverend Sharpton and Jackson both bring shame to the title of Reverend. My own personal opinion, though. You see, do I have enough time for this? No, I'm going to wait till the next segment. Next segment, I'm going to play part of his I Have a Dream speech. And I'm going to do my fun little commentary around it because I think it needs to happen. When you think about what Martin Luther King Jr. was talking about, what he wanted, what he expressed, and then what's going on today, you're going to get sick to your stomach. That's how much of a difference there is. I went through a bunch of his quotes, too. On how he felt about what was going on, what was going down. And this is not the man that they're portraying. Oh, and by the way, President Joe Biden repeated another question claim. I mean, do his writers, do the people that work with him, don't they have like a little spitball gun they can shoot at him to tell him to shut up? President Joe Biden repeatedly questioned claims that he frequented a black church during the civil rights movement. Now, during the 2020 presidential campaign, Biden frequently commented that he attended services at a black church as a teenager. But members of that church in Delaware said they never saw him. He wasn't there. He must live in a whole different planet. Or I should say, he must live in a whole different state of mind, don't you think? So he was speaking to... Now, here's the thing I don't understand. Question for you black folks. He's one of the biggest racists on the planet. Can you fess up to that? Can you go listen to some of the stuff he said? Can you hear what he said about black folks? And yet you let him speak at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia. Help me understand. They say he's the first sitting president to deliver a Sunday morning sermon. Yeah, I'm not so sure that's true. Not that he was the first. Him preaching a sermon. He may have been doing a speech. I'd like to hear it, you know. It's just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Church's senior pastor, Democratic Senator Ralph Warnock. Think about that. I'm sorry, Raphael. Excuse me. The man who pretty much lied his way through the election. Is this in the DNA? I'm kind of confused. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. California business owners affected by the historic storms might be able to get some financial relief. The U.S. Small Business Administration revealed that federal disaster loans are now available. It comes as President Biden declared that federal major disaster assistance will be made available to Merced, Sacramento, and Santa Cruz counties. Doctors and nurses calling on more people to be CPR certified after a scare in the NFL.
Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin continues to recover from a heart scare earlier this month. Medics restarted his heart during a game, and his story has prompted calls for across-the-country CPR certification.
Every 90 seconds worldwide, another patient has a sudden cardiac arrest.
Dr. Denise Sorrentino of the Iowa Heart Center says every adult should learn CPR as well as how to use a defibrillator. I'm Tim Berg.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Just be part of the communication. Be part of the solution. Get informed. Right? I mean, seriously. Again, I say 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. All right. We were talking about Joey B. Actually, they said he did a sermon at the church, which I very much doubt. He didn't do a sermon. He gave a speech. Somebody wrote remarks for him. And he couldn't even stay on point, but that's beside the point. Matter of fact, it's amazing that he has the cojones to lie from the pulpit in a church of God. Right? Come on. Let's be serious. It's already been debunked that he went to a Black Baptist church as a kid. Right? The president was a devout Catholic for whom the Baptist service might be a little rambunctious and animated. But he was over there clapping his hands because he thought he was at a rock concert. You know? He said, let's lay one thing to rest, Biden said. I may be a practicing Catholic. No, he's not a practicing Catholic. He's a Catholic. Yeah, I'm sorry if you Catholics get mad at me or others. You know, you're not supposed to judge. Yeah, actually, we are. Okay? We're supposed to judge good and evil. Bible's all full of verses with that in it. Anyway, he said, I may be a practicing Catholic, but I used to go to 7:30 Mass every morning in high school. Yeah, okay. I remember that. When you go to a parochial school, there is Mass every day, pretty much. I don't know if it still is. He said, then college, before I went to the Black church. So, apparently he went to Mass at the Black church. I don't know what he did, but he said, not a joke. Andy knows this. Now, referencing former U.N. Ambassador and former Southern Christian Leadership Conference executive Andrew Young, who was there, Biden condemned racism, extremism, insurrection during the remarks on the Atlanta. These are, really? I wonder if he tied one scripture to it. Anybody know? Anybody listen? Because isn't that what you're supposed to do for the pulpit? It's not a message of how you feel or a political message or an ideological message or whatever. supposed to tie it to something, right? He said, Andy, it's so great to see you here, man. You're one of the greatest we've ever had. Andy and I took on apartheid in South Africa and a whole lot more. They didn't want to see him coming. He went on and said, we used to, well, that when we would organize a march to desegregate the city. Now, during a speech in 2019, Biden told Jesse Jackson's Rainbow Push Coalition, I got raised in a black church. We would go sit in Reverend Herring's church. We'd sit there before we go out. We tried to change things when I was a kid in college, high school. Right, he kept referencing the African American Union Baptist Church in Wilmington. Now, Herring, the pastor of the church, his longtime assistant Phyllis Drummond, who attended the Union Baptist Church for 40 years, said, yeah, I didn't see him there. He was never there. But does he know how to tell the truth? Oh, you know, the other question that I have for you, does he really believe, maybe he just really totally solidly believes that he went to that church? You don't know that. You don't know whether he did or didn't. She said, she went on to say, no, not at our building. I think he was probably in Claymont, Delaware, or Pennsylvania then, wasn't he? It is interesting that they let him get up there, they let him lie, they let him tell stories. But then again, it's Raphael Warner's church, Wormack. Right? Another reverend who believes in abortion. You know what's funny? He is the senior pastor of that church. Shows you how far left that church has gone over the decades. Do you really believe, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560, let me know. Do you really believe that the right reverend, the real Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., would ever have anything to do with abortion? Right? I mean, it makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. He went on to say that all the progress the United States has made, the country had now reached a critical point in its history. Really? No, it reached a critical point in history when Obama took office. Because that's what racism, they threw gasoline on the very few remaining burning embers, if you would, of racism. Yeah, you know who they are. I mean, seriously. It's time for choosing direct choices we have. Biden said from the pulpit, are we the people who chose democracy over autocracy? No, actually, we chose a constitutional republic is what we chose. But you wouldn't know that. See, remember that the democracy or democratic rule is ruled by mob. That's what they want. They're very good at making noise. We're not as good. You couldn't ask that question 15 years ago. We thought democracy was settled. But not for our African Americans. Oh, stop it. I mean, if any group keeps racism going, it's the Democrats. It's the Democratic Party. And not only on top of all of that, you've got a guy speaking from your pulpit that frankly should be hit with lightning. Next to LBJ and Jimmy Carter, he's probably one of the biggest racists we've ever heard from. But why they will not listen or don't care. Right? Anyway, I just can't stand the fact that people of God, people say they believe in God, let a guy like this speak, knowing that he's a devout racist, listen to his speeches, listen to the comments he's made over the years. Look at what he has done, how he has worked against the black community. What he called you people in years gone by. Or does he now get a pass where nobody else does? Is that how that works? I got to ask. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I don't know. Will I get any of this done? I know. I always screw this up, don't I? Let's get started a little bit with Martin Luther King Jr.'s speech of I Have a Dream. Take a listen.
The Negro lives on a lonely island of poverty. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal.
You know, it's funny, if you go back to our founding, if you go back to the arguments that took place when they were trying to put the Constitution together, and they wrote those words, and they discussed those words at Independence Hall, there was only one group of people that was not interested. All right? Truly. One group of people was not interested in giving blacks freedom. It was the Southern Democrats. All right? Or those along those lines that would be known as the Democrats. The Southern states that relied heavily on slavery were the ones that wouldn't vote it in. So let me ask you, do you not create a country? Remember that the ones that were for, and we had abolitionists long before we were a country. It was King George that forced them to keep slavery. Several of the colonies had voted slavery out. Had voted against slavery. And the king said, well, he was very adamant about it. He would take them out, he would remove them, and they would keep slavery. So it wasn't the old white guys here that wanted to keep slavery. So I'm seeing your host, Doug Opar. Lot more coming up after the break.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. See, it's really the best way. It really is the best way to make a difference. Okay, you get informed, you fight back, you push back, and you make sure you have the right info. Okay, we're kind of going through the I Have a Dream speech, or a portion of it, I should say, by a real Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. And I say that because you have so many of these guys out there that claim to be reverends that really, come on, they're really not. You got Raphael Warnock in Atlanta. Give me a break. A man that believes in and pushes and protects the rights to kill babies in the womb, which God is totally against over and over and over again. The taking of innocent life. And now, you know, the funny thing about it, Planned Parenthood and those people now agree it's a life, it is a baby, but it's still the mother's choice. Mother gets to play God in that case. And I hate to use that word, mother. You can't do it when you're talking about an abortion. All right. So this is Martin's, Reverend Martin Luther King's speech. I'm going to comment on it as we go through, whether you like it or not.
I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia,
perfect. It was being done. Was it wiped out clean? No. My Bible talks about hate. Not racism, but racism is a form of hate. Talks about envy, strife, pride. They will always be here. Those of you in the Christian community especially who think you're going to wipe out sickness, hunger, and racism, I got a question whether you've ever opened your Bible. Your old Lord and Savior, Jesus, said they would be here. They would always be here. Where you have a human and human heartbeat, you will always have some kind of hate, some kind of racism, some kind of pride, deceit, evil. It's how you deal with it. It's how you're willing to push back on it. I did not grow up, and I know that the lefties have a hard time with this. I don't have a racist bone in my body. I don't care what color you are. When it comes to business, I only care whether you can do the job, whether you show up for work, whether you do the right thing. Okay? I've had a bad experience, only one. I went to a predominantly a black church for, 15 years. When I say predominantly, I mean, let's just put it this way. When you walk in that church of about 6,000 people, we were easy to find. All right? But seriously, I never really had a bad moment in the church. The bad moment was a personal experience, or a semi-personal experience, with a young black man. Do I blame the whole community, black community, for that one? No, I don't. I don't. That person, that young man, made bad decisions, made bad choices, was a total jerk. Had no reflection on the black community. Any more than Al Capone has a reflection on the whole Italian community. But why is it that people, when they think Italian, they think mafia? Why? You're always going to have these things going on. You can't shut them down. But when Martin Luther King Jr. says his dream is that we can all sit down together, we can. That dream, to a large degree, had been realized up until 2012. And then somebody decided to Obamatize racism. Throw gasoline on lit embers. All right? And that whole woe is they look at me, look at the damage they're doing to me, look at how they're treating me. Came into being. People like being victims. I'm sorry, not all of them, but people like being victims. It brings them attention, allows them to be talked about. You know, this whole love Trump hates movement, just a joke. Just as much a joke as the Me Too movement. Just as much a joke as the woman movement, the feminist movement. It's a joke because look what's going on with it now. All right, let's get back to racism.
But one thing, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream.
Think about that. The Deep South, Georgia, Mississippi. Right? I mean, treated black folks like dogs. Like they weren't human at all. And yet he was willing to face that head on. He was willing to go speak to it. Not in violence, but he was willing to fight to change it. He didn't sit back and go, oh, God, it's been over 100 years and we still can't, we're never going to get any change. No, he didn't do that. He didn't do it a violent way. He didn't do it by being hateful to everybody else. But he made it happen. Right?
My poor little children will one day live in a nation.
as it's going now, your team is going to make sure that never happens. It's all about color. See, they all talk about how they love the man. They revere the man. And yet he's not just talking about his kids. He's talking about the fact that he wants to make sure that all are judged by their character and that their skin color would make no difference. Well, which is it? No, really, which is it? See, you can't have it both ways. And I would believe if you sat with him, he would not want a leg up because of his skin color. He'd want equal opportunity, equal access. That's what I believe based on what I've read. Do I know a man personally? No. Did I have a unique experience in my life of being there with Alveda King and being able to spend hours with her to learn more about him? Yes. I'm blessed that opportunity was opened up to me. And again, it's getting the real truth and not from a perspective of just being angry or mad. Let's listen a little bit more.
I have a dream! I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama, with its vicious races, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification.
Democrat governor, just for clarity. Yeah, think about that. Parents and others told their kids not to touch black kids. That's still going on today? Because if it is, I'm right there with you, fighting, pushing back against it. Right? And again, the black community is just brought up in the chat room. It's so true. Right? Robert Byrd, an exalted Cyclops of the Ku Klux Klan. Right? This an exalted Cyclops reports to the state Grand Dragon and the national Grand Wizard. And guess what? Joe Biden called him a mentor. Never hear that, though, will you? Brotherhood, black and white alike, the faith he's talking about is the faith of Jesus Christ. The gospel of Jesus Christ would pull them all together. Remember what I said to you? His most cherished title was Reverend. Joe Messina, your host. Take a minute to think about him. Take a minute to thank God for him. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far.